Yeah, to be well and living your well-being is a hustle, but it doesn't have to be a hard hustle. It can be a gentle hustle. So the hustle is continuous, but it can also be healing. So that
That's right.
you wanna flip to that.
This is the Girl Behind the Hustle podcast, and I'm your host, Lucretia Thomas. On this podcast, we encourage, celebrate, and share stories from female founders that push you to stop playing it safe, build that business, and keep going. So if you're ready, let's hear the truth from the women behind the hustle. Hey, girlfriends, you are listening to the Girl Behind the Hustle podcast. I am your host, Lucretia Thomas. Before we get into today's episode, I do want to let you know that tomorrow, what's tomorrow's date? April 21st, I will be going live along with Vi Cherise, her Cocktail Hour series. We're going to be chatting all about what it really means to create a content strategy. If I know my audience well, most of you guys are either new, aspiring entrepreneurs or established business owners. And if you're struggling with creating a content strategy, feeling overwhelmed, and just sick of trying to figure it all out, join us for the live. It's going to be at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. And she's hosting it. Cherise is hosting it. So I believe she'll keep it up on her feed. If not, send me some questions on IG. And I'll be sure to make sure we cover those things tomorrow. I'm excited for that. Today's episode is actually a repost of an IG. It's a replay for my Girl You Deserve series. It's a series that was focused completely on getting everything that you deserve and being well while getting those things. If you've ever wondered how astrology and birth charts influence your life and business, let me introduce you to spiritual, emotional, and wellness entrepreneur, Dr. Varoshka. Dr. Varoshka combines psychology and astrology into her medical clinic, Sanación Infinito, with locations in Puerto Rico and New York City. She was born and raised in San Juan, Puerto Rico, and she studied mental health at Cornell in New York and astrology for 2 years in Bogota, Colombia. She also has her own podcast where she discusses her wellness views to help listeners embrace their becoming healthy journey. Listen in as we discuss how to find pause in this season to increase your productivity and mental wellness, while you might actually be reading that horoscope completely wrong, how to become more accurate with that, what the current moon means for your life and how to maximize its energy, focusing on the quality of your wellness routine over the quantity, and why we all should be scheduling wellness days on our calendar. I just have to add in this snippet, guys. I had a birth chart reading with Dr. Varoshka, and can I tell you, I think I have told all of my friends, close friends, and inner circle how amazing it was and just how eye-opening it was knowing and having an accurate birth chart reading and having your accurate horoscope. I'm one of those people who have been reading it completely wrong. I used an app. I put my birth date in, the time of birth, and all of that. And it's been wrong all this time. So if you've never had a birth chart reading, I strongly suggest, and this is no like official ad, this is a I had it done, it was life changing, you should look into it as well type of situation. Strongly suggest connecting with Dr. Varoshka, and she is amazing, and you'll find out why in this episode.
My name is Verosca Williams, and I'm from Puerto Rico. I currently live in Puerto Rico. I'm an astrologer and a clinical psychologist. I am all for mental health. I'm a mental health geek. So that's what I do for my everyday life. I own a clinic here in Puerto Rico and in New York City called Sanación Infinita, where I merge both of these subjects, and I have other professionals who collaborate, and we basically focus on helping people basically create a path of healing to their true self and their genuine well-being.
Love it. How did you begin your journey with blending astrology with psychology? How did that start?
It's a long story, but basically, from the beginning, I was a born psychologist. I remember being a little girl and really thinking very similarly, like I think now in therapy, in terms of my own experience. I became an orphan when I was very little, when I was 4, and that mourning process really awakened curiosity on human behavior and just suffering. So life went on. I went to studying, and at a point in my psychological career, I was very frustrated. I was like, oh, I want to have more tools, more concrete, just everything for a patient so that they could walk out of my office with something. And that's when astrology found me. I went myself to an astrologer, and she was like, "You know what? You're gonna end up doing this." And I was like, "What? No." But I was so shocked by the fact that she w was able to describe me and a lot of the processes that I was going through throughout all my life in basically 40 minutes. And I was like, wow, I need to know more of this because this might really help me make real decisions in terms of my future. So I went on to Colombia and did the equivalent of a master's degree in astrology. And then it was like a match made in heaven. I was like, I'm going to fuse these two and I'm going to create my own practice with them.
Wow. How long did you study in Colombia?
For 2 years I was there, full-time student 1 year, and then I was going back and forth while I was doing my doctoral degree in clinical psych.
So when you hear spiritual wellness, mental wellness, what does that mean to you?
To me, that's the foundation of everything. If you are, spirit to me, spirituality is basically, your ground, your home base. And a lot of times, mental and emotional wellness are the doors to achieving spiritual wellness. So, first of all, in times where we're so mentally active, we definitely want to make our minds our friend and our loyal companion, and that takes a lot of work. Focusing and concentrating on thoughts that you really want and need to prosper, and also finding space to basically process through and let just emotions channel themselves through you without holding them. Because if you do just that, they find space and they actually help you heal. And that's how you acquire spiritual wellness. To me, it's the simplest way I can put it. But I always like to mention that this is achievable. You just have to go to your own basics. Like
So
knowing what's in there.
how do we get there? Like, how do we incorporate astrology into our lives to find the balance between the hustle, being well on our path and journey? Like, how do we find that basis or like our own rhythm with that?
First of all, I would suggest really having a broad understanding of your astrological nature by consulting your personal horoscope, which you get, nowadays free on websites or apps, but it's best if you go to a professional astrologer and you have a full view of your personality. Knowing yourself, and with all the solar system and where everything is positioned at the time of your birth, you get a sense of your ideal self. I don't know if you knew this. Sometimes when you approach astrology, you take on a stand a little bit deterministic, where you're like, oh, I'm a Pisces and I'm supposed to be like this. But astrology is constructed more to give you a guide of your ideal self and your ideal path. The closer you are to that ideal, obviously, the better you are. So knowing that, just that, your personality, your ideal personality, gives you a whole lot of advantage because you stay true to what makes you feel right, literally, in everyday life. And then comes the other fun part of astrology, which you can follow along with planetary transits and get to know the precise moments to actually make your actions more prone to success. And that allows you to sort of get rid of a lot of headaches. Avoid bad decisions and just have that rhythm that you mentioned. It brings on a flow if you connect with that and achieve that sense of not finding obstacles in your way because you're really in tune with what's best for you from a universal point of view. So constant, filling in the gaps of your inner work information with astrology provides you that.
And so, if even getting that, I know most people, I believe, know their sun sign or moon sign off. I always get them confused. The one that people usually know, but with,
Sun
your
sign.
birth, the sun sign. So, with your birth chart, knowing the time of day that you or night that you were born, so that you can also have your moon sign, your rising
You're rising.
signs.
So
It's so
basically,
many,
that's
right?
the entire solar system, their positionings, and where in which zodiac sign are they located, or that gives you a sense, a full sense of who you are. Yeah, it's not only the sun sign. That's like a tiny little bit of you.
Yeah, and I feel like a lot of people move based off the sun sign, and like you said, that's this much, so you have to do the rest of the work. So we just
Exactly.
kicked off Aries season, and we just had the full moon in Libra. What does that mean for us? What's going on right now with that energy?
Well, it's a very interesting point of the year for us that we practice solar astrology. This is actually the beginning of the zodiac year because we come back to Aries. So it has the feel of the newness of a new year. Especially with the Aries energy, we want to push forward and be pretty much one center or self-center in a lot of ways where you can really focus on you and what your needs are and what are those goals that you have been sort of delaying. You have to take action right now. But before doing that, and that's sort of what brings this year the full moon in Libra, you gotta make a stop. And I don't know if you have experiences, but basically, we're a bit tired right now. And that full moon in Libra is reminding us of that pause that's needed so that we can connect with the self-knowledge of our power and needs, so we can even make decisions in terms of relationships, for example. What are the things that really recharge you or allow you to be more you and sort of advocate to and for the goals that you have set up for yourself this year? And once you do that, you just go on, and this full moon also helps you with the manifestation of the abundance and the plenitude that we're looking for. So we gotta be joyful right now. We rest and we connect with the joyfulness of just being ourselves, working for ourselves, and attending to our needs.
How do we create those moments of time to pause before we start anew? Especially with it being spring and spring equinox just passed as well. Like, how do we create that pause before we start with the newness of spring?
No, I've been talking to clients this week, and we've this subject has come across a bunch of times. And I say, even I would say that even if you don't take out the time to pause, your body's gonna crash.
Yeah.
It's
If you don't rest, your
obligatory.
body will make you rest. That's so true.
Exactly. So it's a choice. Like either you go on good terms or in bad terms. It's better to go on the good terms.
So true. Either
So
go willingly or kicking and screaming.
exactly. So, maybe if you think about it, like throughout the pandemic year, a lot of us have not had real vacations. So
Yep.
maybe thinking of a real vacation, like going somewhere or whatnot, is too much. I recommend just staying in bed, like a whole afternoon, do nothing. Literally, if you do nothing and stay in bed, you fall asleep. So we gotta sleep it. Like, don't try to make it too special. Don't think of catching up with Netflix or reading the next book that's gonna make you more successful. Literally sleep. Focus on that, and also expanding it to your sleep quality at night. And that requires basically emptying your agenda. You have to just take off stuff from your agenda so you can have the free time to actually just rest. Because sometimes we
That's
want
so
to
hard.
rest at 3 a.m. Like, who rest? Like,
Right. That is so hard. And I know most people in this community, with just being the hustler and like the go, go mindset, to actually create those moments of rest. And like you said, like just sleep, like just lay in the bed. That's so hard. I just started taking naps this year.
Oh
And I'm
my
like, oh,
God,
this is a game
congrats.
changer. I'm like, this is
Congrats.
nice.
You know what I that what actually helps me a lot with taking time off, I have put it as part of my job responsibilities. Like, I don't see it as something extra. It's part of my work
That's
duties.
good.
And I literally change clients or meetings with just free time, rest time. I have to put it in my agenda because obviously our workaholic superwoman syndrome in all of us, we tend to just see a free space and book it with something
Book
productive.
it up. Yeah. I
So you
love
have
that.
to help
Write it
that.
in your calendar, guys. Write rest days in your calendars. A couple of weeks ago, we talked about CEO days. Write rest days in your calendar as well. Those days are needed just to renew and rejuvenate yourself. Love it.
And that's going to help you be more creative, more productive, and more focused. That's why I see it as part of our jobs,
I love that so much. What do you do to create that wellness in your life? What's your kind of go-to self-care, wellness, rejuvenation? What does that look like in your life?
It changes. It depends on, I feel like, the time of the year. And also right now with the pandemic, I have to confess a lot of my recharge is coming from doing sports, fun sports, and games, like just playing board games with my wife and doing all of that. And also I like throughout my life, I enjoy silence sometimes.
Me
Just
too.
like
Me
I need a
too.
break from music, from everything, and just stay in silence. And the third thing I would say, because I live on an island, I have to go to the beach.
Mandatory.
Exactly, at least 5 times a week. So definitely, I feel like for people out there, in order for you to connect with your own wellness, you have to go through and open yourself up for a lot of self-discovery. Because, this couple of months, I have been amazed how me and my wife, we started playing ping pong at night. And I was like, we have some little kids around from the family, and they were playing. We were like, oh, let's play. And I was like, wait, this is meditation. This is an active meditation, but we just are having fun as well. And it's something right now, everything is so dense and serious that sometimes we just have to find that joyful outlet. And maybe if I'm closed up, I wouldn't have connected with that. And you're only focusing, oh, I have to meditate, or I have to go to the spa, or do this crystal healing practice. Sometimes it's just more simple. If you complicate it, it's not wellness to
I love
me.
that. Yeah, I love that. And you don't think of those sorts of moments as meditation. I absolutely love that. You can make anything meditation, and it's not complicating it and making it so serious. And then you think, well, I didn't do A, B, and C. I didn't get to mark it off my chart. It's like, no, you kind of create it yourself. You can create whatever you want to be meditation. I love that.
Yeah, because obviously, we're so forever changing, and the day is dynamic. And I don't know if this has happened to you, but it has happened to me a lot of times. Sometimes I have an appointment for a massage one day, and you would be thinking like, oh my God, that's amazing. But that day comes, I'm like, oh my God, I literally don't want to get a massage today. Like,
Yeah,
just
that's happened to
thinking
me.
of myself in that cabin, or no, I can't. But sometimes you push yourself and you go because you had that appointment.
Yeah,
And
and
that
I don't want
is
to lose my deposit.
exactly. But sometimes when you think about it, you're like, the value of your wellness is worth the deposit. Because if you go overboard and you force yourself for example, that massage, you're gonna get the opposite of wellness, which is another stressor, another stressful moment in your
Yeah,
life. And you
trying to get
lost
there. Yeah,
exactly.
pushing
So I
yourself
feel
to get there. Yeah.
so I feel if we loosen up a little and we leave space for to just be authentic and just by the live the wellness of the spur of the moment, we are gonna have more results. We're gonna experience wellness. It's gonna be one with you.
I love that. What can we do starting today to kind of pause, create those moments, create a different type of wellness routine? What are some things that we can do to kind of check in with ourselves to make sure that we're well and having those moments?
I since we're so mental, I recommend doing a mental check-in. Like the first, like every day, and just by asking yourself a simple question: what do I need today? What are my needs? And if it's only, water, and you give it yourself, to yourself, you're winning. But if you don't have an idea of what you need, how are you gonna provide it to
That's
yourself? You're
good.
just gonna be in the automatic. So that first, and obviously, if you give yourself a space of even if it's just in the bathroom while you're showering, of just like that silence we mentioned before, but just connecting with your inner voice, like just if there's nothing, but if there's a word, a feeling, you want to write that down and take notice so that you can guide yourself. And also, I feel like a lot of self-care, be gentle with yourself. A lot of times, even if we're at home, we're like, walking really fast or making very robust movement. And, we sort of hurt our muscles by just doing that. So if we can be more aware of being gentle, speaking nicely to us internally, that would be amazing. And lastly, I would say, just joyfully experience yourself. Like allow yourself to sort of, like I said before, explore. Where do you connect? What vibrates with you? What makes you happy? Because what might work for me doesn't work for you, And we have to sort of detach ourselves from even popular mental health and wellness tips and tools to create our own. But if we don't go through the questioning, the listening to our inner voice, through the self-exploration, we're gonna end up empty, and we don't want that. So by doing these simple things, we can achieve what we're looking for in terms of wellness.
I love that. And I think that all goes with your saying, slowing down to take those pauses to allow yourself to explore, because what you may have loved and liked last year may be completely different from what you may love and like right now to kind of create that wellness routine.
Yes, and I want to add that a lot of times, we're doing so much, but we are not really measuring or taking on accountability on the result. Because I might be putting on lotions and doing bubble bath for my wellness, but I'm feeling tense and hysterical. It's not working. So stop doing what doesn't work and focus more, not so much on quantity, but quality of the actions to achieve your genuine wellness so that you're comfortable in yourself and throughout your days.
I
That
love that. That's
word,
great.
comfort, where you're like, I'm here and I like this, that's where you want to be at constantly.
Oh, I love that. I love that. So before we wrap up, I always like to ask every guest who graces our community, what is one truth about the hustle?
It never ends.
Which is why it's important for us to take those pauses, right? So that we
Exactly,
can force it to end.
exactly. And even in my field, I always say this to a friend of mine, where it's easiest to be to feel bad and to be away from wellness. It's harder. So if you want to put it in those words, yeah, to be well and living your well-being is a hustle, but it doesn't have to be a hard hustle. It can be a gentle hustle. So the hustle is continuous, but it can also be healing. So that
That's good.
you wanna flip to that.
I love
So
that.
that it's enjoyable because you don't want to wait for a retirement. You want to live the life that you're hoping for right now. And I don't say just that for just to say or as a cliche, because it's reality.
Absolutely love that. Well, please let everyone know how they can connect with you, and what do you have, if anything, coming up soon that you can share with us too?
Yes, I'm gonna write in the comment section my website, veroshka.com. And that's basically where you can find everything me. There are a lot of tools from my Astroterapia podcast, blog articles, postings, and we just launched this baby that's called Membresía Veroshka or Veroshka Membership, which is basically a mental health hub where all the tools that you can think of different themes from healing frustration, from turning yourself to a less anxious life, everything that you can think of in every sort of outlet is there for you, accessible at any moment from home.
That's
So,
great.
yes, we want to make part of the goals right now for me is to bring mental health and well-being to people, not as a sometimes psychologists were like, no, you come to me or astrologers as well. So I want to be more available and have these tools available for people. And mostly my website and everything is in Spanish, but we're working and there are things that are in English. So be on the lookout on my socials. You can find me through my my handle, and also through my website.
That's awesome. And then even if we're not in Puerto Rico or in New York, you also do things through Zoom.
Yes, we use a telemedicine platform. That's not Zoom,
Oh,
but
sorry.
definitely, you can book appointments with me whenever, and I would be happy to connect.
Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing your space with us tonight.
I was gonna say the same thing. I always enjoy these spaces, and to be able to share my experience and also encourage people and bring out the stigma of mental health and also astrology, because I think it's been stigmatized as well as a non-mental health or a non-scientific based tool. So I'm extremely grateful for opening space for educating and promoting wellness.
Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. If something stuck out for you and you know that someone needs to hear this, forward this episode to them. Don't keep it for yourself. Share it and pass it along. And please leave a rating, a review if you're subscribed already in the Apple Store. I would love to hear from you and hear what you thought of this episode. As always, until we meet again, hustle and grace.